We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
What's up, Spaceship Earth? Thanks for tuning in. You are receiving a live transmission from Starseed Radio, where you can always tune in on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time to hear the colors and see the music. And I am your host, Jonah Bolt. Today is Saturday, June 1st, 2013. And that was a sample from one of our first guests on the show tonight. That band is Jamin Brahmin. Rowdy, the drummer, will be joining us. It's a 5-member collaborative originating from Columbus, Ohio. They're now based out of Asheville. They'll be joining us. And we do have another stellar lineup on the show tonight. We are doing a full hour with JD and Arm, the producer and director of the Sirius film. It's going to be exciting to have both of those guys on the show. The Sirius documentary is a big talk all over right now, and it also goes into the ET disclosure citizen hearings that happened in Washington, D.C. that Costa was at. He's going to be on the show tonight talking about the new CE5 initiatives that are happening. He has some exciting news. So we'll have Armadeep, the director of Sirius, and J.D. Seraphim, the producer of Sirius, on the show also. Then we're going to get some updates from Krista and Raw. We're also going to talk to an herbalist, Clea Richards, and she's based out of Mount Shasta. She'll be part of the Mount Shasta, the event coming up, the Best of Mount Shasta, where I will be at, also doing a live broadcast, and that will be happening August 9th through the 11th. It's over 60 presenters happening. It's going to be amazing. If you can make it out to Mount Shasta, if you've never been out there, try to get out there. And we're going to be having guests each week as a build-up to that event, and she's one of those presenters at that event that will be happening for 3 days, from August 9th to 11th. So check out thebestofmountshasta.com. And here is some more of the Jamin Brahmin band, and we're going to take a quick message break. And when we get back, we're going to get the show started. We'll be right back. Enjoy.
time to be self-sustained, The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many other products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone, and I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know. Today, they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The show, you're listening to Starseed Radio. And, of course, always want to check out the Facebook page and the Twitter feed. Just a shout-out to all the listeners out there for always supporting the show, the iTunes and podcasts. We're in over 100 countries getting the podcast downloads. It still blows my mind we're in that many countries and people download the show. It's awesome. So thank you, and a shout-out, light and love to everyone out there supporting the show. That's awesome. We also are working on a brand-new, really, really amazing website that we're going to be putting together that's going to be launched soon. That's going to be stellar. And we have a lot of new things lined up. So check out starseedsociety.org when you get a chance. And check out some of the new projects and things that that we're doing. So the station right now is calling Jamin. Jamin is the music band. And we're going to be talking to Rowdy. They're live on location. And somewhere, I guess, in Asheville. They're a local Asheville group. They tour all over the country. They're a five-member group, and we're going to be joined by the drummer of the band tonight. And actually, Brian, one of the correspondents for Starseed Radio, is actually on the scene covering the event. We're also at Medicine for the People here in Asheville, so a shout-out to Medicine for the People. That was in Asheville the other night, a couple nights ago. Brian went out there and covered that, and that's something we're going to be doing more of over the next couple of years, is going out to more events, more things, and covering on the site, on location, with different correspondents that we're finding all over that want to be part of what we're doing, which is getting the word out and getting information out. So that's what we're trying to do here. Also want to just let everyone know that the best way and a good way to follow all the articles and all the stuff we put out is a Twitter feed on the homepage of the website. So check that out and follow us the tweets that we do, because that is a constant way to stay connected. We're always putting out articles. We put out sometimes 2, 3, 4, 5 a day. So that's a good way to stay connected and stay updated with everything. And all right, so the station is getting a voicemail. This happens with music artists on location somewhere that we call, and it just keeps going to voicemail, or they can't get to us because these are musicians, and it's Saturday night, and a lot of times they're out partying or something happens and whatever. So what we'll do is we'll move on to our next guest, and just also want to say that last week, then other times when it's Memorial Weekend or when we have holidays, sometimes we don't always do a show. So we do have other special downloads and stuff we put in the podcast page, so check that out, because I did do an hour interview on another show, on Patricia Corey's show that airs on BBS Radio, and that was an amazing interview I did with her. She talked about a lot of good stuff, and we had a really good conversation. And you could find that on a iTunes or a podcast, or just you'll see like special episode or something like that. So check that stuff out, because there's not just always this show you can download, but you can download other shows as well. And now the station says that Rowdy is with us. So with that, Rowdy, thanks for coming on the show. How are you doing this evening?
Well, this is not Rowdy, but this is Brian Barnes. And hey, Jonah, how are you tonight?
Hey, it is Brian. Good, good. I said you're on the scene covering the event and what's going on.
Yeah,
so excellent.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. The atmosphere, the energy. We can't even get enough people to get inside right now. There's people standing outside just waiting to get in. It's phenomenal and ridiculous all at the same time. Ridiculous and phenomenal.
Well, it's good to have one of the band members on the show tonight, because I've been listening to their music all day since we heard about them, and it's really good stuff, and love supporting conscious music artists, so it's really excited to have them on the show.
Yes, Jamin Brahmin. They are very conscious, and they are phenomenal. And we have Rowdy right here. Be the Seed. One of the t-shirts I'm looking at right now, Jonah, is Be the Seed. Actually, Rowdy is wearing it. Oh my gosh, he's turning it on the backside. Feeding a revolution of change through service is their t-shirt. So I want you to hear that.
That's it. Couldn't say any better.
Yes. So
that's
as
amazing.
I say that, I will hand the phone over and let Rowdy speak to Jonah. Hold on one second, brother. It's Rowdy.
You got it. Rowdy, thanks for coming on the show. How you doing this evening?
Hey, Jonah. I am quite fantastic. I can't complain, but sometimes I still do.
Excellent. Thanks for taking the time for joining us on a Saturday night. We know you're on location, out and about.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
It's awesome, and I love your music and love the style that you guys have. It's awesome when you can feel the intent and the message behind it and the lyrics about what it's about, which is building
a
sustainable future and having that vibration and just raising awareness and doing collaboratory stuff with each other. So
yeah.
Tell us how you guys came together. How'd you form?
Okay, it's a really cool story. So they started together in Ohio State University in Columbus. And I was coming up for a Government Mule, Benevento Russo Duo, and Acoustic Hookah. All were playing in one show together. And I came down to see the show, or up, or whatever. I went to Columbus. And one of my friends informed me there was a drum set there, but it needed a kick drum. So I brought my kick drum, and I ended up jamming with them a bunch that night. And their drummer at the time thought that we had been practicing together, because we were vibing so hard. So we remedied that situation, and so I joined the band, and it's been a long evolution of lineup, and we had a female singer at one point. Our keyboardist was with us, then he went away for a while, then he came back, then he went away again, and now he's been back for a little bit over a year. And so here we are now in Asheville, and we are firing on all cylinders, you could say, right now, because we've just never believed in ourselves and the message that we want to spread as much as we do right now. And so at Ohio State, they had an Eastern religions class, and that's where they learned the word Brahmin. And so Jamin is a play on the word jamming, and then Brahmin is the word for a Hindu word for like the universal soul. So it's supposed to be about Brahmin means a few different things, but that's the meaning we take. And so it's supposed to mean jamming, together as a one, and that has everything to do with the people that come to the show, with people like Brian who come and paint, with people like you, Jonah, who do what you do. It's all about how together we can jam this world into a better place. As idealistic and corny as any of that shit can sound, excuse my language, we believe in that a lot. We believe music transcends all boundaries, all languages, all skin colors. And we're on a mission, man, to spread as much peace and positivity in this world as we can, because a lot of times they'll feed you this image of the world as a very dark, scary place, which it can be sometimes, but the good people definitely outnumber the bad people in this world. It's just the bad people have a lot of fucking money. I'm sorry, can I cut?
Well, usually, no, you can't. It's live on the air, and we do have
sorry.
But it happens, so it's we'll bleep it out.
Bleep! Cool. I just get worked up, you know, because we really care. And, you know, Pink Floyd's a big influence on us, and when they say breathe in the air, don't be afraid to care, man, that we take that to heart. And we really care. We care about a few things that we're really on a kick about right now are non-violence, because there's been a lot of fights at our shows recently, which really angers me, because this is supposed to be a scene that promotes peace, you know, a hippie scene, you know. That scene means peace and love and kindness to all. And so these hippies fighting each other because they're eating stupid drugs has been pissing me off. So we're against non-violence right now currently, we're big on recycling and cigarette butts, because I'm looking right now at the streets of Asheville covered in cigarette butts. People don't think it's litter, man, but it affects everybody. And, yeah, sorry, I'm going to go on a tangent, but...
No worries. Asheville's a beautiful place, but, yeah, there are a lot of cigarette butts all over.
Well, everywhere. That's around the world, man. Like, that's the number one physical piece of polluting trash in America, I've heard. I might be wrong, but...
Except in Singapore. I've been to Singapore. They get a $5,000 fine if you throw a cigarette butt on the street. So there's no cigarette butts on the street.
Good. That's how it's going to have to be eventually here for people to change, because they just don't get it. They think this town is an ashtray, or they think that the side of the road is an ashtray. Like, if you smoke American Spirits, they put inserts in there now that say, this percentage of beach trash is cigarette butts. And then on the back of the insert it says, please join our commitment and respect and love for the environment, and promise that you will not litter a single cigarette butt out of this pack. And that, to me, is revolutionary and beautiful, because that's what's going to happen for people to start changing.
And it's going to take music and people, like you said, to really raise the awareness and have that intent out there to change the mindset and change the vibration. And all of us have to be doing it in all of our ways with painting, and that's the only way we could do it. It's a new renaissance, if you will.
It's a better together type thing. And we're a family and a team, and we're one world and one family of human beings. We got to stop seeing each other as what separates us and see each other as what bonds us. We can't keep looking at each other and be like, oh, long-haired man, black person, white person, gay person, straight person. That has to go away. Another Asheville band that came from Ohio, Papa Dosio, their newest album called Petios, to end the illusion of separation, was a huge eye-opening. Just the title of the album itself, I haven't listened to the whole thing. I know they're awesome and they're buddies, but just the idea of ending the illusion of separation is so important to us and to me and to this band and to you, I'm sure, Jonah. Because we're all in this together, you know, we're all trying to figure it out. Nobody really knows what they're doing. It's life. Everybody's kind of nervous about why we're here and what we're supposed to do, but we're in it together. And if we can start treating each other like the beautiful souls that we all are, you know, because everybody's got that good stuff in them somewhere. They just, it gets lost because, you know, they eat a bunch of processed food. That's another big kick that I'm on is healthy.
Oh yeah, we're totally against Monsanto and all that other stuff. And
that's part of
providing the free energy and the abundance for everybody and leveling the playing field where everybody has the abundance and no one's got more or better than anyone else.
Exactly. I can't stand the term better than. There's a great John Butler Trio song called Better Than. Life's not about what's better than. And that's so true, man, because just because you don't prefer something or something, you know, I'm going off on all these weird tangents, but, you know, that's fine.
All good. Well, hold on right there. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and Rowdy, okay. And when we get back, we got another 5-minute segment. We want to talk a bit more about the band and your upcoming stuff. So hang on right there. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. We're joined by Rowdy, one of the members of Jahmint Brahmin, an awesome band you should definitely check out. I'm going to post up some of their stuff on the website. And so tell us about some of the upcoming stuff you guys are doing. I checked your website. You got a lot of touring dates coming up, and you're all over the place. So tell us about some projects you got. What's going on?
Well, there's a lot. We're, like I said, you know, we care about this message so much, so we're trying to spread it around this country we live in, because it's the one we can make a difference in right now. So next is tonight, which is gearing up to be awesome. We were running the streets earlier in Nashville, promoting and manifesting a beautiful show. So that will happen tonight. Pardon me. Oh, hey, buddy. And, sorry, Dickie distracted me. And then what's next? Where am I? Johnson City, June 6th. Bristol dates, the 7th and 8th, and then we actually get to go to Bonnaroo as a band, and we're going to set up Rogue Style, like in the parking lot, I believe, because we work for the Ice and Water crew there, so we're not playing it yet legitimately, but we will someday. Then we have Family Roots Festival at the end of the month with, like, Melvin Seals and JTV and Dopapod, who's a great young and up-and-coming band, and I forget who else is there. That's at the end of June. And then July, my birthday is July 13th, if anyone wants to send me a card. And we're playing with, in between our lead guitarist, our rhythm guitarist, and our bass player, we're infatuated with this Ohio band called Acoustic Hookah. And so they've gone through whatever they've gone through, and they're in a different format right now. But we're playing before them and in between their sets at this festival called Peace Through Music Festival, which, if you hear by the name, you can just tell is an awesome gathering, the Peace Through Music Festival. And so we play side by side with Hookah there, which is a dream come true for those guys. I was never a huge Hookah head, but I appreciate them and what they've done for this kind of music. So that gets us into July. July 3rd, 4th, we're in Wilmington, North Carolina with one of our favorite reggae bands, Treehouse. That's right. They are spreading an awesome message as well. I just got goosebumps everywhere thinking about it. That's in Wilmington, and then they're also coming to Raleigh with us on July 5th for a thing called Raleigh First Times. There's my friends from Nashville. I'm going to have to go soon, John. I have so much to do, but I love talking to you. And then July 6th, where are we then? Charlotte or something with Sun-Dried Vibes, the other reggae band that we've grown to love. Woo! And they've let us join their family. And so, man, it's really exciting. I'm really excited for what's coming up. We're trying really hard to play the biggest and best shows we can. Our goals are lofty, but, man, we're happy to play in front of 10 people that want to listen to our message and they want to go spread some peace because we encourage them to. So it is an exciting upcoming summer, but I'm very much about living in the moment and not trying to think about what's upcoming instead of just focusing on where we are right now, you know.
Absolutely. And being in the moment is where it's at. Where can people find out some more information and follow you, or do you have a website? Where do you want to send people?
Yeah, well, our website is kind of like still just being developed. It's on there. You can go to johnbrownman.com. We don't keep up with that as much as we do with the Facebook. We're always putting usually funny pictures of our bass player, Nate. They're not always funny. They're usually very poignant. We also have a sense of humor, you know. We can talk seriously about the kind of things that we really want to change about the world that are wrong, but we also have a sense of humor because you don't get far in this world without a sense of humor. You have to be able to laugh at yourself. You got to be able to laugh at yourself. You got to be able to laugh at ignorant people sometimes. You got to be able to laugh and laugh and laugh, because otherwise you're just going to go crazy, depressed, and whatnot. And we're no good to the world if we're all sad and introverted, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So I'd say Facebook, and archive.org has the most recent awesome sounding recordings, one from Martins at Roanoke, which I'm really proud of because it has a lot of exploration and just like grounds we've never touched before musically. There's a good one from Bell's Brewery up in Kalamazoo, Michigan that just got posted, which is a beautiful room. Oh, my goodness. And, yeah, so that's probably the best way to keep up with us, Facebook, archive.org for music. What else? That's probably about it. I think we have a Twitter, but, you know, I'm not a big trend follower, even though I am standing here in a flat silk cap. But I could defend myself there, but I won't.
You can, but I won't.
I'm not a huge trendy guy, so I don't do the Twitter. Somebody in our band might, but I like the Facebook because we give you everybody, like, a behind-the-scenes kind of. And, I know people say Grateful Dead family, blah, 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 family, family, family. We say John and Brahman family.
There you go. John Brahman family.
And I'm sorry, say that again?
The Jamin Brahman family.
JBF, yeah, the hat that I'm wearing. It's kind of a cliche, overused term in the jam scene, family this, family that. But we take it very seriously. And once you've entered the family, and I have mixed emotions about this Grateful Dead family because now it's getting associated with all these shady drug dealers, and that's not what Grateful Dead family is to me. Personally, I know I'm a youngin', and I don't really know, but I have to imagine that that was not their goal with their band, was for their name to be attached to shady people who I've only heard.
Definitely not.
Not only heard, but I've heard a lot of negative things about. But I'm not a big guy. But anyway.
Rowdy.
Yeah, we take it awesome. Very seriously. Yeah, I know. I'm a rambler, Jonah. I'm a rambler. You let me get started, and I won't
No worries. Stop. No worries. Thank you, brother, for coming on the air. We'll be playing your music all night. Check out JaminBrahman.com.
I appreciate you so hard, man.
Awesome, brother.
Enjoy really
your
do.
Night.
Keep
and have a great show.
Thank you. You want to talk to Brian again? You want Brian on here again, Jonah?
Well, we're going to commercial break. We'll see Brian at the next show. Talk to him soon.
Thanks, Jonah. Much peace.
All right. Right back.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
Hey, Ryan, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water?
Sure, Al, but do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah, why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sachiel filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
It's here. Ormus Water. Now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take WinFox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. WinFox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at WinFox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Commercial break. I have to go and re-up with WinFox on his daily endurance formula, which I do take every day, and mostly every product that I have on the show I do use myself. All the products that we sell in the store I use myself, so not to do a plug for the store, but check out the store. We have awesome products on there. I use them. They're amazing. Lots of friends, family, I've sent them there that they've tried products and have had awesome results as well. So check that stuff out. And now we're going to jump to our next guest of the evening. We have Clea Richards, a certified iridologist. Oh, I know I didn't say it right. Go ahead, Clea.
Iridologist.
Iridologist. There we go. A certified herbalist, a nutritional consultant and licensed acupuncturist, and also a graduate from the Emperor's College of Chinese Medicine, and then relocated to Mount Shasta. And she has an amazing story, I'm sure, like many people we've spoke that have relocated to Mount Shasta, like so many people over the years that we've heard from different people on the show that have been there. So it's good to have Clea with us on the show, and is also part of an amazing conference, the Best of Mount Shasta conference happening August that we will be at as well, August 9th to the 11th. So, Clea, thank you for coming on the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Absolutely. So first, let's go about into the story, the history of how you first got to Mount Shasta yourself. How did you hear about it, and what was the story of how you ended up there?
Well, I studied at the Santa Fe College of Natural Medicine, and then I relocated to California, and I realized I wanted to check out Northern California. I was living in Santa Monica, and it was a bit too crowded for me. So I was on my way, actually, to move up to Aspen, and I stopped in Mount Shasta to visit a friend, and I just fell in love with it. It's very, very beautiful. The air is clean. The water's clean. And it's not too big a town. And eventually I moved to Weed, and I bought a health food store, and I had quite a few businesses with that, with the health food store. So, but I basically, I just love this area. It's beautiful, and I feel an affinity for it.
I've heard so many stories over the years of just like the beauty of it, people just being pulled there like a vortex, and all these different stories, and lots of activity being reported there. So there's always different stories and reports coming out of Mount Shasta as well, which we'll get into in a bit. So tell us also how you first got involved with the event with Andrea, and how the Best of Mount Shasta came together.
Well, I met Andre, and she was doing the Best of Mount Shasta. It was at the resort, the first one, the Mount Shasta Resort. And so I attended that one, and I really enjoyed it. And then I kept attending. I became friends with Andre, and I think it's a wonderful, wonderful event. She's lowering it to 3 days. Last time it was 5 days, but now it's going to be 3 days. And it brings together all the healers of the area, which I think is magnificent. And there's a lot of healers in this area. So everybody gets a chance to discuss what they do and show the world, you know, basically what they do. And it brings together wonderful people.
It's amazing to have so many people like that, like you said, in one conference over 3 days. I think there's over 60 presenters, and it's just a good way to get lots of information about all different variety of topics. And then, of course, like we always say in the show, go look this stuff up for yourself, learn more about it, whatever interests you, you know, and that's how you can get more involved and find a lot of this information out for yourself and learn more about it. So how did you first get into the herbalist and
That's an interesting story. I was studying yoga, and I really liked it. And I met the man that I married, and we got married. He was actually a medical student, and he came down with cancer. And I was just getting into natural healing. I was learning about it. And he died very quickly. He died within a year. And I decided I wanted to study natural healing. And that's what I did. So I actually went to the Santa Fe College of Natural Medicine. They had everything, naturopathic, all natural. And then I also studied at Kototama, which is an acupuncture school, and then the Institute of Traditional Medicine. And then I moved to California. I went to Empress College of Chinese Medicine. I thought I was going to get licensed in acupuncture in California, but I bought a health food store when we moved up here. And I ended up working very hard. So I didn't actually get a license in California. I was licensed in New Mexico for acupuncture. But I continue to do a lot of iridology because I love iridology. I love formulating tonics. So I formulated a brand called Mount Shasta Botanicals, and they're blends of Ayurvedic, Chinese, Western, and rainforest herbs in tincture form. Because what tinctures do, they assimilate directly. They bypass digestion, so you don't lose any potency. And I love the healing traditions of all four healing traditions. They work together. And so I have about 28 tonics, and I'm going to formulate some more. But right now I have about 25 or 28. And wow. I'm so excited about the tonics and the iridology. With iridology, what's so wonderful about it is you can see things before they manifest. So if you have a problem or you're having a symptom, I can look in the eye, and then we can avoid the problem. You can avoid having it actually manifest. And it's amazing. You can see everything, the glands, the organs, predispositions, constitution, weaknesses, everything. And then I also analyze the personality, how the person relates to the world and how it affects them. So they can learn a different way of dealing with the world that works better for them. You know, and I see a lot of nerve rings, it's called. They're rings embedded in the eye, which shows the nervous system exhausted. I see a lot of that. And then people just, they don't have the leeway. They have to really make some changes.
Well, I think a lot of that also reflects of how everyone's living now and how the economy is and how the last 5 years have just devastated people and family. There's so many disasters that has happened. Everyone is really, that I know anyways, is struggling right now. They're looking for answers. They're looking, you know, for a more sustainable way, a more sustainable future. So I think these are the times where really those types of things need to be implemented, like natural ways to get healthy with all these pharmaceutical drugs that get you sick, you know, purposely, and all these chemicals. And, you know, the only way to make the change is to get away from that and do natural and do things that are not going to harm you and harm generations to come and things like that. So it's very important.
Yeah, I agree.
Very important work.
And they also have seen a lot of adrenals that are burnt out. But I think the main thing is having community support, and we've lost that. We lost, people are very isolated, I think. They don't come together as much as they could. And I think the one thing about living in this area is very small, and I think it's easier to come together in community. And that's what the Best of Mount Shasta is trying to do.
Yeah, and it's a good example to show other communities of how to come together. And we did a conference, I didn't do it, but we did a broadcast at the conference in Sedona. That was the Starseed International Alliance Conference. And we did a broadcast there, and it was awesome. And we did it at the public library. And just doing it in a place like that, talking about, you know, our truths and what we're doing, was really like a historic and epic event. It was really cool just to be part of that. And that's what needs to happen, more like everyone coming together and places like what you're doing in public places and just talking about, you know, what we can do together, because the more people that can understand the power we have collectively together, the more we can really shift things. And that's what we're really trying to do, is to wake everyone up to the possibilities that, yes, we all have the potential to really shift this reality and create a different paradigm for us to live in. We could do it. We're that powerful.
And also, I wanted to add something. Anything can be healed. I think people don't realize they always have choice. Anything can be healed. And I think people forget that. They get caught up when they go to the doctor. The doctor says, well, you know, you don't have a choice. And I think people do believe that. But I think anything can be healed.
Yeah, I'm going through that right now with my father, and he was just not diagnosed. He doesn't want to even believe it, but some cancer tumors, and he's been battling that for like 6 months now, and he lost all his weight. It's really hard to see people go through that. So many people I know have died from that or are going through that even now. I know other people that are suffering from that, from all these chemicals and stuff, and there are natural ways to do it. There's alkalize the body. There's turmeric, hemp oil, all different things, natural herbs and teas. I mean, you know, it's just getting the information, the knowledge out there that people don't know. It's everyone's so programmed, and that's just how things are these days with TV and television. People are programmed to take pharmaceuticals and to do the chemo and do all these other things. And, you know, so, and that's just how big places like America and other places that are corporate have been programmed. And so many things like organic foods and doing what you do are important, because that's what gives you a chance to really function properly in your body. Without your body functioning properly, you can't function properly. So it's so important to take care of your health. And can you talk about some of the topics you're going to be discussing and what you'll be doing at the event and some of the things you'll be covering and what can people expect?
Well, the talk I'm giving is on iridology, iris diagnosis, and how you can benefit from it. And then I'll talk about some of the signs I can see in the eye, what I can learn or teach you in doing a reading. And then I'm going to be talking about the herbal tonics that I formulate. I have herbal tonics for everything. And because they're blends of Ayurvedic Chinese Western rainforest herbs and they're double potency, they work really well you just have to take them, you know, if you buy one.
I love tinctures, and I take some from herbalists here, Winfox, and I sell his stuff on the site because I love it. He does a daily endurance with ginseng, and it's great. He has all different ones, and I highly recommend that stuff as well. And you have a wide variety and range of different ones, all different for formulas for
right. And things. My website is www.mountshastabotanicals.com, and it lists all my tonics, and then I'll be doing the readings, personal readings for people, and I'll probably do a reading in the talk too to show people what you can learn from the eye reading.
Let me ask, when you do an eye reading, do you literally just look into someone's eye, or do you take a picture and look at it?
I have a special scope. I'm getting a scope that
magnifies it.
Because to take a camera to a fair is a little difficult. So I have a special scope, and I can see everything in the eye. Yeah, and then I can record the reading, or they can take notes.
And how long does a typical reading take?
Well, I do different. I do a 15-minute reading. I do half an hour reading. I do an hour. Depends on what the person, how in depth they want to go. And
can you walk the listener through like a typical reading of like what you would do and how you would go about it and what someone could expect to find out and hear from a reading?
Okay. Well, what I do is first I check both eyes. And I look at the constitution. There's different constitutions, and also there's three colors of eyes. There's only brown, blue, and mixed. There's no other color. And so some people think they have a dark brown eye, they don't. And every color has a predisposition. The mixed eyes, like a hazel eye, or sometimes greenish, and they have a disposition towards liver problems and gallbladder problems. And then the blue eye, there's a lot of them. For some reason, the blue eye has so many predispositions. It can be acidic. It can be arthritic. It can be lymphatic. There's a lot of different. With the blue eye, there's so many different predispositions. And then the pure brown eye is prone to congestion and blood disorders. And then so I look at the constitution, and then I check out the weaknesses in the eye, how the glands and organs are doing, and we talk about weaknesses and strengths and what you can do about it. The main thing is solution. And then I look at the personality also, how the person relates to the world, how it affects them, and any changes they might need to make. And what's happening a lot is people are so stressed out. I'm seeing a lot of burnout adrenals. I check the adrenals, and I check the pupil. If the pupil's really large, it tells me the adrenals are exhausted. I check all the glands, thyroid, thymus, pituitary, and then I checked all the organs because I'm seeing a lot of liver and kidney and heart. People are rushing around too much, and they're not getting exercise. They're not. A lot of people eat a lot of fast food, too, and that'll kill you. I mean, there's nothing in nutrition.
Literally.
And people are living on that a lot. And also they're nuking, they're microwaving all their food. And that takes all the nutrients out too. So we have to go back to a simpler way of life. Because if we don't, we're going to be not living very long.
And I'm glad you said that because I tell everybody about microwaves. It takes all the nutrients out, fast food would kill you. I'm guilty of it. I used to eat fast food all the time. I don't anymore now that I learned about how bad it is. I do every now and then when I'm on the road or something like that. I can't help it, but I don't live off of like I used to. Very
sugar,
rare.
Sugar, too. There's so much sugar in fast food. I'm seeing a lot of diabetic tendencies. When you look in the eye, you can see a manifestation before it actually happens. So if somebody's predisposed to diabetes or heart disease, you can see it so they can change their habits and they can avoid it. That's what's so exciting about iridology.
Wow.
Because I'm seeing so much sugar metabolism imbalances.
Unbelievable. You can look in the eye and see all that. It's just, it's amazing. It's another amazing ability that I've heard from someone like yourself that can really help or guide someone's health or provide healing by an amazing ability that you could provide to them. And it's a unique one, one that I've never heard before, but a very, 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 very cool one anyways, you know, to say the least.
It's very exciting, I think, yeah. It is very exciting.
Absolutely. And people can also experience this when they attend the Best at Mount Shasta, correct? Is there a time? That's amazing.
Yes.
Well, Clea, hold on right there. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about some upcoming stuff, and we have about 5 minutes after that. So just hang on right there, and we'll take a quick commercial break. Here's some more of the band Jamin Ramen. Right back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, welcome back to the show, and we're joined by a very special person that is part of a very special event in Mount Shasta coming up August 9th, the 11th, thebestofmountshasta.com. You can get more information. And I say that because being an herbalist and doing anything natural to teach people that is so important, and we need many more people out there doing it, because so many people I know in the cities and just all over the world just don't have access to the information because it's like hidden from people. They don't want people to know. There's natural ways to cure everything, just like you said. Every disease, from cancer to HIV, everything. And it's just the information to get out to people is what's so important. So we have about 5 minutes left, and Clea, and if you can just talk about some of the other amazing stories and things you've heard about Mount Shasta, because we've always heard so many amazing, beautiful stories come out of there. And you're part of a event that has over 50, 60 presenters, so there's lots of stories I'm sure you've heard from there. So tell us about some amazing things that people can expect to go when they go to Mount Shasta and some things you've heard.
Well, for one thing, we have a city park. That's where the event is. And there's the water comes right out of a rock, and it's the healthiest water in the world. And people go there to get water. So one thing Mount Shasta has is the best water in the world and clean air, and that's so important. And so that's part of why living here is such a blessing, too.
Yeah, that alone takes the cake, the best water in the world.
It is magnificent. And also, there's so many beautiful places to hike. And when you come here, there's so many spiritual groups. I mean, you can learn anything. And there's a lot of healers. And you can, there's a lot of beliefs. I don't want to comment on them, but supposedly there's people living in the mountain. They talk about people, the Lemurians, living in Mount Shasta. And, we get these little, they're called lenticular clouds, and they're right above the mountain. And so there's theories that there's spaceships and that come to commune with the mountain. And there's a lot of different stories about what can go on here. And I've been in the healing zones a long time, and I've seen miracles, not with Mount Shasta and so forth, but just what can be changed by sometimes changing one thing. It's amazing. And you just have to put in a little bit of effort, and you'll be amazed at what can happen.
Well, I think that's the biggest secret that they don't want us to know, and I say it all the time on the show because it's so important, is just how powerful each individual is on the planet. The law of attraction works. We can manifest whatever we want in our lives. If we want a positive, healthy, sustainable lifestyle, we can do it. We can manifest it. And that's what they don't want us to know, is how powerful we are. If everybody knew that, we wouldn't be in wars and doing this. But that's the biggest secret. That's it. And that's what not all I figured out, but the main gist behind everything, you know, is becoming empowered and learning your oneness and harmony with this planet and nature and all the other beings and star family we have. And just harmonizing with that and connecting to that. And all the ancients knew it, so can we.
Yeah, and I see a lot of self-worth issues when I read ICE, too. People really have to build their confidence and learn to believe in themselves.
Absolutely. One of the most important things, and that's what we try to do, is empower people. So, Clea, thank you so much for coming on the air. And again, it's Mount Shasta, botanicals.com. And we'll hope to have you back in the future. You have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Have a good night. Here's some more of Jaman Brahman. Back.